listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 19th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. As always, I'm glad to
be here. So glad to have you. And welcome to those joining us live, as well as those listening in the archives. I got to tell you, always look forward to catching up with a lot of our regulars, people that we've just really come to know well. And thank you so much for joining us. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we are alone responsible for and capable of solving social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence.
Michael has often threatened to record the 9 principles that never did. After all these years.
Well, when you do it live, you get the little mistakes and things that add the spice to it. That way you know it's live. Yeah. You know, when you hear a mistake, it's like watching Jimmy Fallon break character for the 100th time on Saturday Night Live. But, you know.
Yeah, for sure. It's so good to be here. I know Michael sent me a message today saying, what do you think about talking about the power of community? And I said, hey, that is a great subject, but I'm going to take it right off the top in a place Michael hadn't expected.
Well, I like surprises.
Are you ready, Michael? Well, okay, everybody. Michael took on another foster pup. I know. And then there are 4. and so I got to meet Charlie on Skype this evening. What a beautiful dog. It came from a kill shelter. And so we're going to talk about community and what it takes for a community of dog lovers from all the way from Alabama to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, and rescuing 6-8 dogs at a time, and this network of people to say, you know, these dogs are in a kill shelter, they're scheduled to be euthanized on Saturday, what can we do? And I mean, kudos to everybody for having their heart in that good place. You know, I often say when people, oh, I rescued a dog. No, you didn't. You adopted a dog from the SPCA. That's very different in my mind. This is absolute rescue. And that community of rescuers, and to you, Michael, for being a part of that community to take on this wonderful little Charlie dog who needs to put on some pounds.
He does. He's a poor guy. We don't have a history on them at all. You know, not at the shelter very long at all. But he's just kind of skin and bones when I got him. big old head, lovable, goofy face, and, you know, handsome boy, but just a sweet soul. And I have got probably, you know, the easiest part in this, in that, you know, I get to have fun with the dog. Yeah, that's awesome. For me, it's just like, I mean, do I have to pay you for this? I mean, what happens? You know, is this like a subscription service? Because, you know, like, there's some people at the rescue I work with, you know, I'll name drop Carrie. She does amazing work, and she coordinates with people all over. She's on the lookout. She's constantly recruiting fosters. And then you have the people that transported the dogs down to Florida from Alabama. These are volunteers. They're not getting paid for this. They're giving their time, you know, driving, you know, gas money, you know, and then they stay for a night before going back. So, you know, it's a network, it's a community, and I didn't even think of it, but what a great way to start on this. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Dr. Ioannis just said in the chat that she used to run a kennel and saved a lot of dogs. And that's what it takes, is people who are, you know, that's your passion, right? That's, and Michael, you kind of fell into it. You didn't
go looking for it.
you got one dog, and then you thought, okay, I'll foster another one, and then, oh my God, and now you're a part of this network.
Yeah. I got my dog, Ollie. I really wanted a golden retriever. I wanted a puppy that I could raise and, you know, share its life with. And so I found one, a good family that had gotten it from a reputable breeder, but they just didn't have the time. So, and they were thorough. They, you know, they wanted to know, like, my entire history, the living conditions, photos of the place and what have you. And that's, like, always a good sign. In fact, I was in communication with the original owners for, I think, a year after I had adopted them. But so he, you know, that dog, Ollie, you know, great dog, lovable, smart, sweet. He's like the ambassador for all the fosters that come in. He just always, you know, takes them under his wing and is just so good with them. But he was always going to have a good life. You know, that one was just selfish. That's just for me.
Yeah.
But Mira was my second dog. She was from the rescue. She was a shepherd husky. I adopted her because they did everything. She was a dog that had gotten away from the family, got hit by a car. The family had to surrender her. And, you know, she was on a 12-hour watch. If nobody came in to vouch for this dog or take responsibility, you know, they were going to put her down at midnight. And this organization, Heidi's Legacy, they stepped in and they took responsibility. And because she'd been hit by a car, had a broken leg, instead of amputating, they raised $4,600 to do the surgery on this dog, this sweet soul. They rehabilitated her. They, you know, did everything. And then, you know, they adopted her out to, you know, they did a background check on me, you know, home visit, all the same rigmarole. But I was so impressed. I started volunteering with the organization just by transporting, you know, picking up dogs, taking them to the fosters and what have you. And then I had an emergency situation where one of the dogs I transported that I kind of bonded with, Marley, he needed a place. So I fostered him. And, that was my foster fail, but that got me in the door. And, then I had Nova. She came from the same bad spot, although she was better off. She'd been in the shelter for months, so was well fed and cared for. But, I was able to adopt her. That was not a fail. Great family. And now I have Charlie. But what a great way to talk about the power of community, because, you know, I get the fun end. You know, I didn't drive 12 hours or put hours and hours into this network and the stress of it. And I get to play with a dog and, you know, have fun and just enjoy that wonderful soul. But this community is powerful in that it is doing, you know, one of the good things that humanity does, and that's care for the creatures around us when it happens. And it's a community of people coming together, and the power of that can do great things. Just like this community of ours, we have power. We have this wonderful strength that we get from each other, and we can do wonderful and amazing things.
Yeah. Well, get a little announcement on the in the chat from Dr. Edward.
Huh?
Okay, everybody. Those who know Dr. Edward know he's had some health challenges, was in the hospital not too long ago.
I'm sorry. That part's not great. I just read his post. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. He said he has been taken off dialysis. His catheter was removed 2 days ago. That's how much his kidneys have improved. It's great to be free. And congratulations on that. He said his nephrologist said it was not possible. But I'm certain by the power of your own community, the medical community, your family support, Edward, that you have come through the other side of this. And look, we know that not all stories have great endings, everyone. But we've got a couple of people in our community who have conquered some pretty big challenges and, you know, and come out the other side. And so congratulations, Dr. Edward, for, feeling empowered again. Like, whew, you know, that was big. And I'm certain that there are things you still need to take care of, you know, and maintenance and continuing that. But this is a big
That makes
step.
Me so happy to hear. I am so happy for that wonderful news, Dr. Edward. Wonderful person. You know, you've been part of our community for years. I can't even count.
Yes.
I have to really think about it, but it's so happy to hear that. It's so wonderful. And that post, the message that you put in, funny thing that your neurologist said it was not possible. Wonderful point that beware of people that try to define that line of possible. It's a tricky thing.
You know, this is where, you know, in our community here, and I'm so grateful for Wednesday evenings. I am grateful for Dr. Kelly, Dr. Douglas Kelly, and having this association for these many years now. And every year I say, how many years? But this connection that we all have, there's a like-mindedness. And perhaps in that like-mindedness is the curiosity and that emotional support and finding, you know, questions to ask and having discussions and, you know, being able to explore ourselves, but also to support each other through energy and, you know, a few good words. And, you know, that's what a community does. So, and again, that's
absolutely
powerful.
Absolutely. Well said. And, you know, I think it's important to also talk about how fundamental being part of community is to being the human animal. We are very social. You know, it has been shown lately that loneliness is more dangerous for your health than smoking. You know, I think this is why some of the, you know, like you look at these people that they've been smoking, you know, two packs a day for their entire lives and they're 90. You're like, how did that happen? And yeah, it has its health drawbacks and they're just one of the lucky few. But these people are also usually very sociable kind and, you know, they, or cantankerous, it goes one way or the other. But yeah, there is.
Loneliness is a big killer, and especially the older you get. And there's a great isolation that happens with the aging population. However, as you're young and trying to, you know, self-identify and who are your people, and, you know, if you feel that isolation, I mean, there's the risk of oppression and disconnects and, you know, the thinking goes all out of whack. And how do you find that step back into a community? Sometimes it's really just about making one
absolutely,
friend.
But you also have to have that motivation. You know, I'm so glad that you brought up it coming early in life. Because if you get used to that, if you get used to being alone, and I speak from experience, I was an only child. You know, I have two stepbrothers that came into my life when I was 13. You know, love them both, great guys. And that kind of changed the dynamic. But, you know, I had friends, but when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time alone too. And then when, and you know, stuff hit the fan in the whole situation that I kind of went through, I became very, very introverted. And I got used to being very, very introverted. And it, you know, it just kind of happened where I had a huge motivation to change that. And over time, I was able to, you know, I consider myself a reformed introvert or a day walker because I still have my introverted tendencies. You know, I can socialize, but I also need some time to decompress and I need my alone time. But if you're used to it and you don't even know or have the motivation to change that, hold on one sec.
Yeah, I know. And that Dr. Ione is saying in the chat, animals certainly help with loneliness and isolation too. The only thing I'm going to say about that, here, I've had this conversation mm-hmm. with a few people lately. The older we get, I don't want to have an animal yeah. that's going to outlive me. And of course, I hear this talk about, yes, you know, but animals are so good for old people, perks them up, they go for walks. And I say, yeah, but it's so
well, how about
selfish.
This?
Because there's a whole network, you know, Michael, of like rehoming these animals from those who have passed away. And I know it can happen
absolutely.
To anybody at any time, but, you know, like you're 70 or 80 years old getting a puppy. I want to, what
yeah,
are you doing?
There, yeah. I will say this. I will say a couple of things. If you're older and more likely in a better financial position, not always, but it tends to. I would recommend, you know, senior animals. They need homes at greater rates than others.
Yeah.
Also, if you have a dog that you think might outlive you, if there's any chance of that, it being planned out in your will or, you know, what have you. And
yes, absolutely.
I am, you know, in somebody's will to take a dog if anything happens to him. So there's...
Well, I hope a lot of people do that, but unfortunately, that's not always the case. But I do agree... Animals, that's you. Well, you have a full life, Michael. I know what it's like to have. You know, when I lived, for a large part, wasn't just on an acreage. I was isolated in Neverland on a, you know, kind of in the bush. And I had animals everywhere. And I never felt lonely, not even for a heartbeat. And, you know, yeah, I'd be aware of the bears coming through or the odd wolf or something. You got to be on alert that way. But loneliness wasn't a part mm-hmm. of that experience. And very often people would ask me, like, gee, how do you do this? How do you live out here alone? I said, but mm-hmm. I'm not alone. And, you know, the mind is always full. Your heart is full. There's always something to do. And, yeah, I had connections with people. I have, you know, a family. And the phone is always my best friend. And then the internet, of course. But when you do have animals, there's not a dull moment,
yeah.
you know, unless they're all sleeping.
You have to have a bit of a personality right. for it, too. There are people that just aren't suited for it.
Yeah.
You know, people that don't like chaos, sure. and admittedly, who likes chaos, really. But I kind of like and don't mind a touch of it, you know, the playful energy of I've always considered myself a bit of an emotional vampire. I've always been very empathetic, so I for lack of a better way of putting, and there's got to be a better way of putting this, I feed off that energy of people around me and, you know, the joy. It's almost like something that I need, I consume, you know. That joy is a wonderful thing. And I would say that
I think also in a community mm-hmm. where you have responsibilities and shared responsibilities.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like just having a community of the bowling team where you kind of
right.
hang out with them once a week, which is it's a good connection. But when you have a community that feels a sense of purpose or a sense of value in doing good work, there is that mm-hmm. other connection. Now, don't get me wrong, especially when it comes to volunteers and stuff, sometimes people can be a little competitive.
Well, that's just part of being
the
human animal.
But
we are a competitive species.
Yeah.
It has been, you know,
has
its downside in a lot of ways, but it has also been one of the driving factors of our improvement. And there is such a thing as healthy competition, but some people take it to
yes.
the extreme, and extremes are always bad.
Well, again, the power of community in whatever form it takes is being able to feel like you're connected as a human being. And, you know, it's and even that spiritual kind of connection with others. And I think that that's important to recognize, too, in our sense of spirit. The spirit, like it's your fire
yeah.
is bigger.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a little bit isolated, which is not to say, see, introverts like to be isolated a little bit. They like that
mm-hmm.
space. but they also, everybody likes a certain amount of sociability and being able to connect, even if it's, oh, going to somebody's mm-hmm. house for Sunday dinners, you know, having something to look forward to that makes you feel that. But that's also that spiritual fulfillment, you know, and being able to, I guess it's more than emotional. It's a deeper mm-hmm. sense of feel. I don't know any other
it's
way
a, it's
to
a mix
describe
of everything that.
That
makes us human, I think. I mean, it's part of our emotion. It's part of our intellect. It's part of who we are and, you know, how we excel as human beings.
I agree. I totally agree. And I think that this community is a perfect yeah. example of that. I to me, it's actually one of the best examples because we're all
Absolutely.
Here with the same intent, which is, and I know I'm going to sound really smug when I say this, Michael, but the intent is a little more focused in a different direction than most people in their lives that I have witnessed. So it's when you really are interested in mm-hmm. metaphysics, it takes your consciousness and your mind into a place that isn't common, if you will, and teaches us better life skills and again to self-observe and to grow and to entertain that anything is possible
absolutely.
In this world. Anything.
And, you know,
and that's what I love about
you know,
this.
We've talked before when we pull cards, I can't remember which one it is, but there's a line that says, you know, when you focus your intent like a laser beam, you know, you can, I'm going to paraphrase, I'm going to add a little to it, you can achieve anything. And I think mm-hmm. when we bring a community of the curious like this together, that, you know, kind of helps we feed off each other. We you know, play off each other's ideas and we all benefit from that in focused intention, that focused curiosity. And
I'm going to make it everybody a suggestion also. I, as you know, I work as a patient ambassador at the hospital. I don't take my life into my work. To me, the work is the work. Get to know people a little bit, but it's more superficial mm-hmm. talk. How are you doing? You know, when was the last time you had a shift? You know, politics at work. But I have connected with a couple of my coworkers. I don't tell them what I do. I don't tell them I'm with the school. I don't tell them any of that except what has happened is me being curious will open a one-liner of, oh, I didn't know you're mm-hmm. into metaphysics. Oh, I didn't know you've been to an indigenous ceremony. How cool is that? You know, and one woman said, coworker said, when I got sober, I have indigenous friends who took me into a lodge. Wow, thank you for sharing that. You know, I completely understand and I've had a few experiences of my own. Oh, we should have coffee sometimes. And that opens a different dialogue, you know, where you're getting to know people. You'd be amazed at how many folks are curious but feel uncomfortable mm. to talk about it. But there are ways to open that kind of dialogue and share, let's say, alternative mm-hmm. kinds of thinking in ways you wouldn't
and
expect.
And while the internet has been a double-edged sword, it has been wonderful for people to find community. You know, I'll full disclosure, you know, I love yeah. the idea of us being this community of the curious. I borrow and kind of make that phrase my own from a podcast that I've always been a fan of. And fans and listeners of that podcast have called themselves the Cult of the Curious. And one of the reasons is part of that podcast, they make mm-hmm. fun and they will do basically documentary style kind of investigations into a cult and tell you all the different stuff about it. And of course the guy's a comedian, so he will, you know, interject comedy and especially some of the crazier stuff. So that's why it's kind of a tongue in cheek thing, you know, Cult of the Curious, but I kind of borrowed that and I love that idea of a community of curious people. And that's exactly what we are. And I think that, you know, I can see kind of where we're at in time. And I think that's wonderful.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of curious, we can segue right into picking out cards because
we haven't
done it.
But before
weeks.
We get to cards, one thing that I do want to touch on is power is not universally good. Power is important in how it's applied. And while we talk about the power of a community, mm-hmm. we must also not fail to address the negative aspects of groupthink and being a community that has toxic philosophy and ideas. and how that can influence mm-hmm. people. And there is great power in that as well,
yes,
but
indeed.
It's dangerous. And I think that's, you know, just a point I wanted to make sure to make.
Yep, that's a good point. It's always to be awake to mm-hmm. the negatives.
Which?
And, you know, some of us can walk inadvertently into a nasty place and say, oh, wrong room.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, so I love that, you know, I would say that everybody in this community that we have, our live listeners, those that, you know, will catch up with us in the archives, people drawn to metaphysics and to expanding the worldview tend to be individuals as a nature. And I love that we're a community of individuals. We gain power from the community, but we also have our own individual ideas that we come to bear. And, you know, we are open to ideas as long as they're rooted in both, you know, the morals of do no harm, do right, and, you know, some kind of groundedness. And, hey, groundedness is one of the inner oracle cards, you know, segue.
He sure is. Yeah. Well, we have Jerry up first, so let's go there, Michael. I'm going to select an inner oracle self-discovery card and then back it up with a tarot card.
Okay.
We'll see what we got.
So I am just doing a little shuffling here. And Jerry, you said, I have for you number 22, Think for Yourself. This is in the spirituality suit. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth. Wonderful card, and what a wonderful card to follow up on, you know, that last point. Perfectly illustrated.
Well, considering your last point, too, Jerry, I got the Page of Swords, the Page of Spades here. And think for yourself, Page of Spades, that's a communication card. So it's like, it can be, I don't know if this is so much being drawn into a conversation that might kind of poke at the bear, so to speak, or, you know, where you might be the odd man out in a conversation where, you know, might be a bunch of people and you're not in agreement. I would only suggest that very often silence gives permission unless you walk away. You know, it's or saying, you know, clearly I disagree. I have a different way of thinking and being able to kind of inject that into the conversation. So thinking for yourself is like thinking on the spot about, do I say something here? Do I not say something here? So that's what I get from that. So gee, I don't know if you can relate to that, but that's the message. All right. We have Tabitha up next.
All right, Tabitha.
Let's see.
Tabitha, I have for you number 9, empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
Well, I got the Five of Hearts, Five of Cups, in support of that, Tabitha. What this is saying to me, the message is you're kind of gathering your forces before you move forward. So it's that contemplative moment that, okay, what do I need? What do I not need? What can I let go of? You know, kind of shed that skin, so to speak, and being able to move forward. And I think you're right on the precipice of making some kind of change with that. So take your time. Take that moment to make sure that you gather all your force and say, okay. And you'll know. You'll wake up one morning or have an epiphany during the day and say, I'm ready. I'm going for it. So that's what I get there.
I love it.
I like it.
All right.
Well, we have Dr. Edward, and again,
absolutely.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Edward.
So happy for that wonderful news.
Awesome.
Dr. Edward, for you tonight, I have number 21. It's in the spirituality suit, Insight and Wisdom. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions.
Well, I have the Six of Pentacles. The Six of Diamonds in support of that, Edward. And it feels to me, you might be, I'm going to go with a teaching kind of thing here, where you might sit down with somebody, teach them about finances or value for value, sharing what you have learned and helping someone else. But I don't think it's an individual. I think it's more than one. That's my sense of this. So you're able to, kind of share the wealth. But in this case, it's the wealth of learning and that wealth of achievement that you've had. Maybe there's, I guess what I want to say is maybe there's things you've never shared before and you're going to begin to do that. And that's in a very private, personal level. So I think you're more comfortable with yourself now, given that insight
and
wisdom.
That's very uplifting.
So that's cool.
All right.
You know, I just want to pause for a moment. Thanks for this, Jerry. She said both cards are perfect. As she said, she'd been part of several of those conversations lately, and it supports my I disagree and then I move forward. So that's a great validation. I'm on the right track. You know, it's a great risk sometimes, these little things that I kind of pick up on. And in no way do I intend to plant negatives or, you know, kind of cross the line in what's personal or, get negative in any way. But that validation is important to me to know that I can just continue to be cool with what I see. So thanks for that, Jerry.
Very nice feedback. And I know, you know, Dr. Ricky, you especially, and I always enjoy the feedback we get from people. And thank you for putting that in when you do. It's very much appreciated.
Oh.
All right. We have.
Well, let's just move on
Dr.
here
Ione.
To Dr. Ione.
I have.
Who had kennels.
What's that?
I had no idea. She had dog
kennels. Yeah,
right?
She said that earlier. Yep.
That
I'm almost positive that's who had said
awesome.
That earlier in the chat.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I have
so
number
have
39.
Got?
It's in the life skills suit, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Well, I got the King of Pentacles here, Ione, the King of Diamonds. Now, I feel like there's some kind of career or work connection that you're able to take your educational components or elements into an environment, but you're going to have a conversation with some a man in particular, and you got to, I only want to say, watch that you're not overqualified. Withhold and you know, only say what's needed. And very often, if it's an interview or a conversation, short answers are sometimes better served. So wow, I just went on a limb with that one too, Michael. So, but I think that this is a really good, as a matter of fact, even a great moment for you, that new job, new position, new advancement, and you got this. So, but sometimes less is more. Just remember
interesting
that.
Interesting insight. All right, we have Dr. Mike next, if I'm not mistaken. And Dr. Mike, for
You know, I let me tell you, I so enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Mike, and I'm so looking forward to maybe next month or, you know, in a few weeks we can have him back. So for those who weren't with us, please go back in the archives and listen to our special with Dr.
Absolutely.
Mike.
Absolutely. Got to plug that. And hey, while we're at it, Dr. Mike, awesome. Loved having you. Special thank you to all the guests that we've had so far this year. Looking forward to doing it more. Our card keeper, Wendy, Tabitha, you know, one of our wonderful community, loved that chat. Also, shout out to Tabitha. She also had the wonderful idea about senior dogs. And just wonderful people here. Love you all so much.
Yeah.
And Dr.
So what
Mike,
do we have for Dr.
you
Mike?
You get number 25, power of belief. Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy, and proceed with conviction.
You know, Mike, when Michael started reading The Power of Belief, I had a flash, and I had not picked a card yet to tell you a story of these cards. But I feel you're going to have an experience. Now, and what I thought of is you're going to see your own UFO. So, look. Leave it at that. Make sure you keep looking at the sky because there's something there for you to see. All right. So the other, I picked out the Queen of Clubs and I said, okay, what's that about? So I said, I'm going to pick a second card, Seven of Cups, pardon me, Queen of Clubs and the Seven of Hearts. And I think that there is a conversation here in the power of belief of an enterprise. And you know what, this could be a family member, but taking on an enterprise of some kind, helping someone with a project that you say, wow, yeah, I can get into this. And it kind of takes on a life of its own. It's one of those things that just starts out as kind of a hobby, fun idea, but then, ooh, there's a lot of potential here. So it's just pay attention to those small things. And Wendy is saying that you had The Power of Belief back on January 11th. So kind of a repeat here come up for you in July. So I think that you got them things shaking around there, Mike. I like that.
All right. All right. And we have our next card. Real quick, while we were talking, it just occurred to me, I left Dr. Zach Frame out, another wonderful guest we've had a couple of times. Just got to throw that shout out. Don't want to leave anybody out of that. Appreciate having you. And I believe our next card is for Dr. Kevin. And
I have 665.
Later on, he chimed in chat that that was him, that he was on two different devices. If I misread
Kevin,
that,
okay,
you know, numeric, just go ahead and let us know.
I'm happy
to admit that I'm wrong. But Dr. Kevin, for you, I have number 17, reinvention. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which in turn is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they are healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day, and what else in my life should be reinvented?
Well, I got the Page of Clubs here, and that's a communication card again. And so it's this, I want to say you have to speak up when you want people to know that you want to change. It's like we can't wait for things to happen, given this, like picking your spots, picking your moments of, sometimes it's purely intuitive, where making yourself known or putting your idea forward. It's not like, oh, I have to book a meeting and I'm going to make this big pitch. Sometimes it comes in really inadvertent, subtle ways where you like, I don't golf, but, you know, some people have a conversation on the golf course and say, oh, wow. So it's as you're reinventing yourself, Kevin, because that's what you're doing this year, this whole new Kevin, you know, is emerging and finding his power. Is watch for those little moments where you can make yourself known.
Good message.
It's cool.
All right.
All right, I'm really glad you picked up on that because I totally missed that other thing in the chat that 665-406 was Kevin.
All right. Well, hey, every now and again, you know, I can keep up with chat. Not always. I think we all know that. But every now and again. All right. And we have Wendy next, our card keeper. Always want to throw a shout out for that. Of course, Wendy will be our last card of the evening because obviously we don't have time for anything else. But Wendy, for you tonight.
Audra.
For you tonight, cool. I have number 32, sympathy and empathy. And what a perfect card, Wendy, because you are both of those things in spades and a wonderful person. Sympathy and empathy. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, or sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there is no longer a reason to do so.
Well, this is the Queen of Spades. Queen of Swords has a voice. She knows when to be assertive, when to take the emotions out of something. So I think that appropriately so in this case, the message here, Wendy, is sympathy, empathy, that has, it's really at an emotional level in many ways. So the Queen of Spades kind of, she steps back from that. She's not cold. She just knows when to put that emotional element aside to be able to make good decisions, be a good overseer in a more calculated way. So I think that that's maybe what I feel like you're probably in a fold of time here where taking on a more active kind of supervisory management role at that you're going to say, no, I got to stick to the numbers and I have to stick to the job. I have to stick to stuff. But that is your job. And the sentiment is second to what you're looking at in this case. Hope that makes sense to you. But, you know, that's what it also takes. Only certain people can be really good managers to know how to do that, to serve the business as well as the people. And it's always that fine line, that dance in between. And you have the ability to do that, Wendy.
Awesome. All right. As Dr. Vicky said, we do have Audra next.
Audra.
I can't go without doing some of these, wonderful classic jokes because Audra often will chime in, you know, if there's time, can I get a card? And I just can't help but poking at and fun at it. Repetition is not a thing, that gets old for me. Dr. Vicky will attest, I almost always have to make the joke when we, cut after we, finish the broadcast. Eventually I'll wait until, inevitably maybe like a curse comes up or something. I'm like, oh, here, I forgot to mute your mic or turn you off or something like that. It's just so much fun. But Audra, for you, you get her first wild card of the night, wild card number 2, and then some. Just had it. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
I got the 3 of hearts here. I was just making a note, Michael, too. When you say that's the first wild card suit, we have had no major arcana pull tonight either. So, and I wanted to wait until I pulled Audra's before I said that, but I'm making a note in the sheet because certain people now have encouraged me to start keeping track of everybody, and we'll see at the end of the year, how tarot plays into any, repeats, if there are any. But and then some in the 3 of hearts. 3 of hearts is, it really just wants to be happy. Any 3 just wants to be happy. It likes to kind of tie up loose ends, just wants to celebrate. And in this case, in the and then some, I think what we were talking about tonight, Audra, was really appropriate for that sense of community for you. Getting in touch with some old friends, hanging out a little bit, and reconnecting, in some way with people who bring you joy, people who, I think that's what I'm getting here, is that's kind of important to you. For you right now is have a little bit of socializing in a healthy, happy way. I know she just wrote laughter is good for the soul in the chat.
Very true.
And that's maybe in some way, yeah, and in some way, Audra, take a little time out, connect with some friends, connect with some maybe family members, and give it the and then some, you know, it's just good for you. Lighten the heart.
Well said. Well said.
So, I don't see any other. You know, we have quite a crowd here tonight in the chat, and I'm so appreciative of all of you. But I don't see any more
not.
Names.
I
do you?
No, I think that's it for this evening. And you know, always fun to kind of get back to the cards after we have a great interview. And it's always so interesting. You know, what is revealed and what comes out. You know, I'm looking forward to that year-end discussion where we look for some of those patterns. I know we hope to have Wendy back on. And I'm happy that you know, we were able to cajole you into doing that tracking, because I think it's going to be very interesting. One thing I think that's interesting is, and I think this is true, and of course Audra will let us know, that we really haven't had nearly as many repeats as we did last year. So, you know, mathematical probability, or, you know, is it something that is part of that, you know, global consciousness that might be shifting, might be changing? Perhaps we don't need to hear the same lessons. It's all very interesting possibilities.
Well, anything is possible. Thanks, by the way, for Wendy's feedback. She's been dealing with this push-pull fine line at work, you know, between, you know, sympathy, empathy versus being the boss. And Audra is starting a new job tomorrow, and at a place that she used to work at. She's wondering if she's going to see some old coworkers. I think you are. So it's... You know, that feedback is important, and however it applies to you. And the reason we do this, probably many reasons, but is, as Dr. Kelly would say, to keep you thinking and to inspire you, and something else, you know, another angle that you may not have thought about, but also to show you how an intuitiveness or a sense of, you know what I'm trying to say, Michael? Just that sense of, oh, I didn't see it that way, but and how it works. And so, you know, it gives me great joy to do this every week. And I'm glad we're back doing it. And next week we'll do
we
it
will.
Again.
We will, absolutely. And looking forward to that, too. You know, this is, I've always said, this is like free therapy for me. I get to come, you know, and, you know, talk about some things I've been thinking about. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate all of you. And so this has been a great, great conversation. And thank you, Dr. Vicky. You know, I hadn't really intended to talk about that, but I appreciate you. I appreciate bringing it up because, you know, I appreciate the kind words. But more importantly, what a great segue into the topic, and what, you know, a great example. And again, I am the minimal part of that, because
community,
a lot of people put in a lot of time, effort, work, and just blood, sweat, and tears to make it happen so that dog can even get to me to have fun with and to play with and to you know, just have all the fun parts of that. So,
well, and to the challenges that everyone experiences every day, you know, hang in there. Hope is everything, and curiosity is everything. And keeping that alive, because you don't know what tomorrow could bring, and whatever little efforts you're making today can be rippled, you know, out to other people's lives that you had no idea. And, I mean, these people rescue a dog. They have no idea where that dog's going to go. They're just trusting and hoping. And, you know, sending it out there curiously, you know, is there anybody out there who can help us? And see how that ripples. So even, we know so many of you have gone through a lot of challenges in the last year, 5 years, but you're still
Dr.
here.
Edward.
And having this community, yes.
Pushed through that challenge,
that's
you know.
Huge.
You know, and had to, through your own positivity and, you know, through just that perseverance of soul. I mean, you, congratulations. Feel so happy about that.
So basically, my ending word on this is keep your hope alive and your efforts are not lost.
Well said. Well said. Well, that brings us to the end of this evening and this discussion. And it has been wonderful and I have appreciated it. It is just a wonderful reminder for me how much this community matters and how much it matters to me. And Dr. Vicki, that was so well said. I even hesitate to ask anything else you'd like to add before we kind of close out for the evening.
Nope. Don't let the push you around.
Don't let the bullies get to you. Don't let the turkeys get you down if you can soar with the eagles. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.